With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
We know broadband is a big deal in your district. Can you tell us about bills introduced this session to address this?
All of us know in our communities in the 7th District and areas around the state that access to broadband is critical. And there are areas that do not have the access that they need. So I'm really excited about the bills. A couple of them are funding bills, which are needed as well as policy. Senate Bill 5357 would invest $200 million from the capital budget to create private-public partnerships to accelerate deployment of broadband. I am so excited about that. And then I've co-sponsored a bill, 5383, that would allow PUDs in limited instances to be able to provide retail authority to unserved areas. And really, I think with the necessary protections in place, so that something publicly funded isn't needlessly, just interfering with private investment. But I think the important message here is that we need a number of tools to address broadband deployment throughout the state of Washington. We have diverse communities and diverse needs. And so what I want people to know, one, is I love what our local broadband groups are doing to help identify projects. And I just want to know that I'm working in partnership with their efforts to provide funding and needed policies. So I am excited about what's happening in the legislature this year on that topic.
It seems like every year bills are introduced to restrict firearm ownership. What's been introduced so far this year?
Well, there have been a number of bills, but I want to highlight one, and it sounds innocuous, not to us, but to probably the prime sponsor. It's Senate Bill 5038, which would prohibit open carry in public spaces during any demonstration. So you would not be able to open carry. Now, there are people who are going to say, you shouldn't be able to open carry. I actually disagree with that. But what this bill done is actually much more than that. And that's why I want to highlight it. It would not allow you to carry in your vehicles, openly carry in your vehicle. So have your firearm right there. But the most important thing is it's really a broad definition of open public spaces. So it's just not about when you gather to demonstrate at the Capitol. It's public sidewalks. It might be a sidewalk next to your house. All of a sudden, you would not be able to possess your firearm. Public parking spaces, like a grocery store parking lot or things of that nature. So the bill itself, the title is very misleading. The bill goes a lot deeper than what it professes to do. And I wanted to alert people to that. Obviously, I'm opposed. We're going to be working to stop that bill any way we can, but I want folks weighing in.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.